AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. TikTok CEO will testify before a House committee today. New York Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman opposes efforts to ban the social media app.
TikTok is also not just a space for building community, but it's used as an educational tool where you have professors and teachers providing content for students to engage with and learn from.
Police near Denver say they found a body near the car belonging to a 17-year-old boy who they say shot and wounded two high school administrators in Denver. Park County Sheriff Tom McGraw.
Jefferson County SWAT team searching the woods in back of the vehicle located a body. We have not identified the body at this time, but the body is in the woods. It's going to take a little while to get the scene processed.
As another powerful storm batters California, the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bentis says a storm will affect much of the nation in the coming days.
We've had a powerhouse storm over the last 2 days in California, responsible for near 90 mile per hour wind gusts and tornadoes touching down in Los Angeles. You've got a little bit more rain to go and snow, but this storm will be winding down. What that means, though, is some of its energy could be responsible for a 3-day severe weather outbreak beginning here in the Midwest.
Police in South Carolina have reopened their investigation of the killing of Stephen Smith, a classmate of Buster Murdaugh, the surviving son of Alex Murdaugh, who was recently convicted of killing his wife and other son.
No suspect was ever named, but rumors have swirled that Buster Murdaugh, the oldest son of Alec Murdaugh, was involved. On Monday, Buster Murdaugh spoke out for the first time, calling those rumors baseless and saying, "I unequivocally deny any involvement in his death."
It's a big deal. It was being pursued as just a hit and run, and largely forgotten until the Murdaugh trial, and that generated new interest.
Nikki Batiste, CBS News, New York.
Senate Democrats have released a report on the nation's drug shortage, says CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
It's now described by lawmakers as a national security threat. The shortage impacts nearly 300 drugs, including cancer treatments, children's medication, antibiotics, and even over-the-counter cold medicine, according to a Senate report. Lawmakers blame the U.S. reliance on manufacturing in foreign countries like China and India.
Doctors are being forced to use less effective alternatives. EU countries today reached a preliminary agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by increasing the use of renewable fuels on ships. And it's goodbye for now to the Chevy Camaro. GM says it will stop making the car early next year, but a new generation of the Camaro may be in the works. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, It's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance of snow today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 43, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 20. Mainly clear again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 44. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Husband left sideline. Going to Davis at the top. Feeds Wall high to the right. Badgers down one. 13:40 remaining. Klesman finds it cutting. Davis Wall on the left. Up and in. It counts at a foul. Oregon extending things a little bit on the defensive end. Is Siege it against Ward. Throwing to Gilmore, top of the circle. Finds a cutting Hepburn to the rim, and he'll send it in. Chucky Hepburn, slam dunk. His zone here from Oregon. Klesman feeds Wall. Shot clock at five. Skip pass Chucky. Snaps off a three. Right side. Book it! Chucky Hepburn for three. And it's 59-57 Wisconsin. Him soars inbounding, the seven-footer Crowell in his face, soars, winds up, heaves it deep, and it's knocked away, and Guerrier for three, and the tie back run, no good, and it's off to Las Vegas for the Wisconsin Badgers.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer, and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemiss.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy. So we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance of snow today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 43, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 20. Mainly clear again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 44. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services
WFHR Administration. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home.